The next president of the EU Commission has been confirmed. Former German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen will take over from Jean-Claude Juncker, and she will be the first woman in the job. Thomas Spyrou is with me. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, ahead of Tuesday's vote, negotiations were described as horse trading. What was going on behind the scenes?
Well, probably a lot was going on behind the scenes because Ursula von der Leyen had a big speech before the European Parliament. That was a key speech which was important for her to get some votes. And she indeed needed some votes because it was not certain prior to the election that she would get enough votes to become the next head of the European Commission. Mm-hmm. And if you carefully look at what she said in her speech, she was trying to say something important for every political group there at the European Parliament. So I can also imagine that behind the scenes, there were a lot of political leaders trying to get votes of von der Leyen, trying to make sure that their positions were heard. And that is something that in the end worked out very well for Ursula von der Leyen, who after that speech before the European Parliament got elected as the next head of the European Commission by a very thin margin. But this is still a very important job.
Okay, well, we go into some of what she said very shortly, but you mentioned her thin margin, and that really was a wafer-thin margin, 9 votes. Is that going to be an issue?
It is going to be an issue very probably, and that has to do with the way European politics has developed in recent years, not only in European institutions, but also in federal politics in many countries. You can just take the example here in Germany. Before, there were big political parties or big political groups also at a European level that could get sort of a majority of votes. And now what we see is a fragmented political landscape also at a European level. And that's one of the reasons why Ursula von der Leyen had so much trouble trying to get enough votes to become the next president of the European Commission. And that essentially means that for her, trying to build consensus when it comes to some of her key policies will be very difficult in the near future. Mm. Also, in the next few years, she'll have to try and sort of talk to everyone separately to try and get that majority that she needs to pass some of her key priorities when it comes to migration, for example, or climate, some of the key issues that she mentioned in her speech before the European Parliament.
Okay, and let's have a listen to one of the things she was talking about. I mean, she was playing the so-called gender card.
I will ensure full gender equality in my College of Commissioners. If member states do not propose enough female commissioners, I will not hesitate to ask for new names. Since 1958, there have been 183 commissioners. Only 35 were women. That is less than 20%. We represent half of our population. We want our fair share.
That's Ursula von der Leyen, the new EU Commission president. Thomas Spyrou on the line from Berlin. How important is this gender balance for her?
It will be very important for her. We just heard her mention that aspect, and let's not forget that she's the first woman to occupy this very important position of EU Commission president. So it will certainly play an important role. She is a very experienced politician, a very controversial politician as well. But as such, she is someone who certainly brings a lot of experience as well as a very important politician in Germany.
And she had the full support of German Chancellor Angela Merkel and another of, I don't know, can you call them Merkel's ladies? Another female has taken over the defense ministry in Germany.
And we're talking about Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, or AKK, who has led Angela Merkel's conservative centre-right CDU party since last year. She is, in fact, being described as a possible successor to Angela Merkel as German chancellor. And very surprisingly, she accepted to become Ursula von der Leyen's replacement as German Minister of Defence. And for Angela Merkel, this is very important. Angela Merkel is in the last few years of her political career. But by making sure that two of her key allies, we're talking about Ursula von der Leyen as head of the European Commission and Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer as leader of the party and now German Minister of Defence, that essentially means that Angela Merkel can be sure that part of her political legacy will continue even after she leaves the German Chancellery.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Spyrou, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Keith.
That's Thomas Spyrou, DW's political correspondent, on the line from Berlin.